We'll continue our shulim on Otzot Chaim. We are now in Shaar Arich. We're starting a new Perek Aleph. That is in the old, the original edition. That's Daf Chaf Aleph.
Chaf Beis.
Amad Aleph. Tur Beis.
The bottom.
Tur Beis. The bottom. And in Rav Frisch's edition, it's Daf Shin Yutes. Shin Yutes. Okay, it's a very small. It's very small in Kamos here in Otzot Chaim. No, but you have to understand in what we're doing here in Otzot Chaim is only a very, very concise summary of Kabbalah, the Kisvei Arizal. Now in Etz Chaim, now in just Shaar Arich, I think if I'm not mistaken, there must be at least 15 or 16 Pchokim. Just to show you the difference here, it's only one parak. So in one way, it's good. You sort of get an overgeneral view of what's doing. Mitzad Acher, there's a lot of information missing here.
Yeah, there's
a lot of information missing here, and chaval. But Mitzad Acher, it's hard to get. No, the chokhmah of chokhmah and kabbalah is taken to get the overview. I'm very, very stark on that because, as we see over here, the Arizal throws in the next Shah Abba Ve'im, he throws the book at you. He throws all the Paltzufin, in one go, the Halbosha, it gets a little labor-dick. So it's good to hear, to go over it and just hear the verses, get used to the Lashoinus, and then go into it more Barichus. So, must be pointed out. So this is only, it's not an end and all, that's the point. It's just a starter, and then it's a shame that everybody should ma'ayim a bit deeper into the Sha'ar. So let's start. Sha'arir perikal. Va'ata tikun arir. Asher nitkon ache tikun atik. The atik. Okay, so let's start again. Nevaya ata tikkun arich asher nitkon ache tikkun atik. Hina nisbar le'el shenase bechinas chokhma dema shehem bechinas nekudos dema omin chamesh tzfiros achroinus dekete deben vuhu kolel docha venukva shehem ma'u ben. So let's just remind ourselves what we saw in Shaar Atik. In Shaar Atik, we find that after the whole Shvira, we're going through a process called Tikkun over here. Now, in Tikkun means a collaboration of both koiches of Ducha v'Nukva, male and female, come together. And that's the only way, Ach Barak, to make a Tikkun is to have both koiches together in the Patsufim. That in Kabbalah language is called Ma, that's the male Ducha, and on the Nukva side it's called Ben. Very simple. Or rather, you can call it right or left. But you can call it Ducha is on the right and Nukva is on the left. It's known mostly as the right hand side is the Chasodim side, and the left hand side is called the Gvor. So you call it all those names, right? Right hand side is called Ma. Right hand side is called Ducha. Right hand is called Chasadim. All the same thing. Left hand is called Nukva, Ben, and Gvoz. All on the left hand side. Remember that. It just comes over and over and over again. Right? And then we know that now, these small tefillos that broke, they went back into Atzilus, and now in order to complete the process of Tikkun, they need to make what's called the Paltzufim. The Paltzufim will take a little bit of the Ma side, a little of the Ducha side, and a little bit of the Nukva side, a little of the Ben side. Together they made Patsufim, as we saw. And we made various charts. So let's start with the chart of the... Let's start with the chart of the map. We'll see over there what Atik took to make a Pats. So just to remind ourselves, we'll go quickly through this, as we saw this before. So... Where's the Ma? Here we go. So we're talking about Atik. Atik is in pink. So here we go. We have Atik. Atik over here is in pink. So what did Atik take? Atik took Keser of Ma. This is the Ma chart. So we here find the Esther Spheres, Kesa Chokma Bina Dat, all this, all the spheres. So what he took along, he took all the Kesa, he took the Chokma, the Kesa, the Bina, the Kesa, all the Esther Spheres of Kesa for himself. That's the Ati. Right, and then just flip to the Ben chart. That was on the Nuk, on the Zohar chart. Now the Nukva chart, let's go again. So he's pink, right? So what did he take now on the Ben chart? The Ben, he took half of the Kesa. He took three of the Chokhmah. He took four of the Bina. And he took the Zayin Kesorim of the Zun. Zun meaning from Chesed to Malchus. Okay, that's clear? We're working with now what's called Arich. And Arich, we'll see, made a little bit different combination. So Arich took what part of Ma? Arich took all the Chochmah of Ma. Took all the Chochmah. What did he take on the side of Ben? So Arich took only the five Tachtonim of Kesa. That's all he took. So those two put together would make the entire Patsu called Arich. I hope that was clear. Okay. That's that for now. That's what he's referring to over here. Let's see it again. V'nevaya ata tikkun arich asher nitkanach tikkun atik. V'hine nizbar le'er shenase bebechines chochma dema. That's what we saw beforehand. Chochma dema. So you see that on the chart. This is chochma of ma. This is the mantra. He took all the chochmas, all the te'esa spheres of chochma. That's one thing. Shehem b'chinas nekudus de ben. Min chamisha sfiros de achrois de keter de ben. And these are the five spheres of keter de ben. This is the ben chart. V'hu kole doch v'nukva shehem ma'u ben. Doch v'nukva also means ma'u ben. B'yamina v'smal also means right and left. Like I told you, kiniskaleh. Okay, that's straightforward. V'hine. Who malvish le'atik ba'ofen zeh. Now, we have to understand that there's a whole Torah called Halbosha. Now, traditionally we saw that the Arizal told us the way that one Paltzuf is malvish on another Paltzuf is through the Nahi of the Paltzuf. That means the Tachton Paltzuf, this is the Paltzuf, let's say, which is Elyon, the Paltzuf of Tachton will be malvish the Netzach Hod Yisod of the higher Paltzuf, like this. One would be on the other one, so on and so forth. All of them would be on the Nahi. And it grows from there. Okay?
It doesn't grow up.
No.
It stays there.
Eventually it will grow, and this will grow. And so, relatively, it doesn't really move, because it does move, but all the other Paltzuf also move. But it always can't get more than the... It can't outgrow the parents. As the parents, it came out from this. We'll see now that Arich, the Halbosha is not like this. The Arich, when it's Malbish Atik, Arich, which is the one just below, is going to be Malbishit on the Zayin Tachtonim of Atik. That means the three first spheres, Keser, Chochma, Bina, will be sticking out. That means like this. Instead of having a picture like this, you have Arir all going all the way up to here. Therefore, the Kesa Chochma Bina will be sticking out, and everything will be Mechusim. Okay, that's what he's going to be saying now. V'hine. V'hine. Hu malbish le'atik bofen ze, ki hine shlosh rishon is le'atik i'evshal itlabishu. It, because it's much, much too powerful to be malbish the Kesa Chochma Bina. V'gam... So there's two reasons given here. Reason why the Arich cannot be malbish the entire Paltzuf of Atik. First of all, because it's too powerful. Atik is much too powerful. And second of all, even if it wasn't so powerful, but nevertheless, the Arich cannot mekabel the all. L'chein nish'arim migulim. Okay, is that clear? that the part of Ari is Malbish the Zayin Tachtonim of Ari. Now you have to understand one thing though.
So how does that explain why it is?
Why what?
You just said this is an explanation.
It explains why it doesn't, the Ari is not Malbish the entire Attic. Why? Because the first three spheres of Attic are much too powerful for Ari. Therefore it cannot be Malbish it. It would just shatter it if it tried. So if it stays away from it, can't, for example, we cannot make ourselves to the sun too close, if not we'll be burned to a singe. Right? The same over there. That the Ari cannot get too close to Attic.
You put that into the words of Kiyeshu La'aruch L'kabuk Orem.
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying there?
Yeah. Kiyeshu Shlosha Orem Attic. Yeshu La'abishu. Because it's too strong. And he says as well, because it's too weak. Arir is too weak. Two sides of the same coin. Now, what I want to mention to you, there's another Kisvei Ariza called Mevor Sha'arim. Mevor Sha'arim is what we call Basra the Basra. This is what we're learning here is Otzot Chaim, which is Medura Tanina. The later edition, which is has Zmailas, but also it's ongoing that we learn also Tzchaim because it's more makif the whole sugyas of Tzchaim. But nevertheless, in Mavor Sha'arim, which like I said is Batra the Batra, there it's interesting that we find four different shmuz in the Halbosha Arich and Attic. So it's not straightforward what the Rav is saying over here, because this is one oifan. But Be'etzim, there's another three different Ophanim, but we're not going to really go into because we're just doing this Bekitzur. The Leshem in Klolim, Klal Tetvov, Anav Zayin, Ois Dalet says, Elu Elu. There's no stira between them at all. And he gives a Pshatim, which is Miyachid, all of them.
What's the problem, sir?
What's the problem? Well, either it's Malbish El Zoy, or it's Malbish El Zoy.
We always have Aliyah Soilomos. I mean, Shabbos is different, Yom Tov is different, Kippur is different.
Yeah, but as I explained to David, every Aliyah has an Aliyah which is above it as well. There's also the thing that Zun would be higher or the same size as Abav Ima.
Not the same size. But
so it always goes in proportion. That means the parts will never leave the Nagi. When this goes up, that goes up. It always goes up in the same type of level.
No, what do you mean?
I think I know what I mean, but
I don't know what do you mean. When you get to
we never see a change in the halbosha. We find them going up. But by the way, what were you talking about on Shabbos and Yom Tov? That's something completely different. That's the avoid the klapeinu. The avoid the klapeinu. What we're working on. Now, Zah, for example, is split into three parts of him: bina chokma, and keter. The Vak is Metzukin. So on the weekday we're working with the lowest part, which is the Bina part. Mm-hmm. On Shabbos we're working on Chochmah. There's no growth in the Parsuf. There's no change in the Halbosha Klape, another Parsuf. It's just that we're working on a different Chelik of the Parsuf. We're misakening Bina during the weekday. And then on Shabbos we're misakening a higher Parsuf. But we're talking about here a different thing. We're talking about the Halbosha. The Halbosha never changes. It's always in the Nai. But there, the Ram tells us, sometimes we find Arech Azoy, sometimes we find, he changes the picture on us. Four different times, yeah. Four different Shmuas, and what is the Halbosha of Arech on Attic?
And what is the Luvelu of the Lashon?
As I said, we're not going to go into you. I'm just giving the Maamar Koyim. This is going to take a long time. We're trying to finish off this Bekitzur. It's Kolim Klal Tetzvav Anav Zayin Ois Dalit. And he says there's no stira. There's also an Eifa Shloima, which is really, really marich, as you can see over here. It's really, really rich. Shaloka Dalko, Mamish, like a page and a half or so. And there's also a Shemin Sos. They speak about this four-way stira. Anyways,
they'll say the same thing.
They'll say different things, but it's not. If you want, we can go into, but it's going to take us at least 4 or 5 weeks to get it clear.
Take 1 second time,
Yeah, now, weiter. Zayin tachtoines de atik hem levodim in slavishim ba'arech. Okay, this is the picture we're given over here. The Ariza is telling us that the atik has habosh of arech. Arech is malbish atik on the zayin tachtoines. So therefore, you only have the three sticking out. Before often say, ki kafva the kesa chokma bina the arim malbishim lechaga de'atik. It's like this. Now, he's explaining to the Haboshim. So therefore, since the Keter Chochma Bina of Atik, there's no Haboshim, we have to start with Chesed Gvur Tiferet. But I drew a picture over here.
No, mine is better.
What? Of course it is better. This is more simple. I stick to simple pattern. Oh, everything in black is black. Black writing.
Written
in black is right, it's quite simple. Is Atik. The writing in red is Arir. Okay? Very simple. No, you don't think it's simple? The Keter Chochma Bina, there's no Aboshim. When you come to Chesed Gvur Tiferet, then you find this writing in red, meaning there's the Aboshim, Arir is Malbish that particular sphere. So on Chesed, the Keser of Arir is there. Malbish on top. Malbish on top. So you can't see this Chesed, it's covered over. Over here by Gvura, Chochma is Malbish the Gvura. You won't see the Gvura. You only see on the outside. If you look at the Patsuka on the outside, you only see Chochma.
Is it Patsuka Chochma Gvura?
This is Dafka, yes. Now, Bina of Arich is Malbish Tiferet. Okay? And then also we have find Ches is Malbish the Netzach, the Gvura is Malbish the Hod, the Tiferet is Malbish the Yesod, and so on and so forth, as you see in this picture. Okay? Quite straightforward. What's the problem with this picture? A major problem. Because this is not really in the order of spheres that we know of. Because we know in the Tikkun that there's three kaven. One on the right, one on the left, and one in the middle. Now the difference between the Tikkun and the Toh, we said this many times, repeating, that in the Tikkun, let's start with the Toh. In the Toh, all the spheres are one on top of the other. There was no particular order. Meaning they weren't carving, they're one on top of the other. Keser, Chochma, Bina, in that order, but they weren't working with each other. In the Tikkun, rather, they were all working in triads, three triads. Chochma, Bina, Keter, Chochma, Bina, and then you have Chesed, Gvur, Tiferet, and then Netzach, Hod, Yesod. They were working in three triads. And you had the right hand side, which meant Racham, Chesadim, left hand side meant you had Dinim. And then on the middle side, you had Rachamim. What's very strange in this picture is that you have Chochma on the wrong side of the scale. Chochma, which is usually found on the Chesed side, is on the Gvur side. And Bina, which is usually found on the Gvur side, is now found in the middle. And Keser, which is usually found in the middle, is found to the left-hand side, to the right-hand side, which is Chesed, which is very strange. Kes is usually middle. Bina is usually on the left hand side. And Chochma is usually on the right hand side. They'll be completely mixed up here. So what's going on? So the Mafashim speak about this. And they're very disturbed. There's also many different Pshatim about this. Which in Sashem hopefully we'll go into. But that needs to be pointed out. This Shiloh Mameh Shiloh Keder Halbosha. First of all, it's usually on the Nahi, which has to be understood. And second of all, the first three, which is Keter Chochma Bina, are in Shalok Sidron. Now, so like I said, the Mefashim do speak about this. This is based Lechem Yehuda, the Eshel, the Yafeshah. Other Mefashim, Taka, are very, very disturbing. They give long tevutzim. It's a shame, hopefully, if we have time, we'll go into it. Let's continue. והשבע התחתון הזה אריך מלבישים לנאי דעתיק יומים. Okay, and the last three are going to be on the נאי דעתיק. באופן זה, כי הנה, תלת הפרקים יש בנצח דעתיק. So again, in this picture, we'll find that the נצח of עתיק is split into three. So here we go. נצח, נצח, נצח. I'll find the same thing on Hod. Hod, the Attic, Hod, the Attic, Hod, the Attic. The first three are much more, much stronger, and therefore they're all one sphere. They don't split into three. Dainu. the arich is much stronger, therefore it doesn't need to be split into three. The lowest spheres need to be split into three. They don't get a sphere b'fnei atzmo. For example, chesed doesn't get a sphere of netzach in ganzin, but rather it gets only a third of netzach. And netzach will get only a third of netzach, which a perak and then the perak tachton gets nothing. See the way it's split up over here. So gvura will be under here, and hod will be under here. Mm-hmm. Now you'll notice over here that there's no habosh over here. The last two. The last two of Arich, which is Netzach and Hod, there's no Abosh whatsoever. Because they ran out of spheres. And it was done especially because these two spheres, Netzach and Hod, are actually going to dip into the world of Bria. Dip into the world of Bria. Dahainu, all of this, if you look on the side over here, all of this, all of Arich, which is Malbish, Atik, is in the world of Atzilus. That's where Tikkun happens. That's where Elokus is. Where there's chaos, where there's Misa, where the Zayin Malachim fell and broke, they all fell into the world called Bria. And that's where we find, interesting enough, we find that the Atik, which is the Heiligest, which is the highest and the holiest of the Partufim, the two legs, the Netzach and the Hod, actually go dipping into Bria.
I don't understand now. Because that's in all of these parts of Atik, Arich, Abo, Imo, and Zevenuk, they are parts of Atzilus.
Yeah.
So if you go this way and you malbish, so Imo and Zeranpin won't be bichal in Atzilus, will be only in Bria.
It's not true, because the halbosha of Abo and Imo is actually on top of this picture.
You told me it's on the Neon.
Yeah, that's the general tzur. But we'll see. Actually, Migoran al Chazah here on this picture. We'll see. We'll have a problem with the Zah, but right now there's no problems. Okay, so we find that very interesting. Again, another interesting point about this Arir, because Arir's legs now, the two legs, next of all, we're going dipping into Bria, the world of Bria.
By definition, though, if it's really malbish on a starting on the lower level, unless it's thinner, as it were, then by definition it has to hang down.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't hang down. It's completely on the night.
But it's like a narrow band.
Ah.
What do you mean narrow band?
All of it is kilu.
Instead of being 6 inches going into the bottom 2 inches, and therefore the bottom 4 inches are below. This is 2 inches, and therefore fits that there has to have a bit hanging down.
There's nothing hanging down.
Yeah.
It's completely in the area which we call Nai. Have you just said?
Right. So that is why is the legs hanging down then? For?
Why is it hanging out? That's a very good question. We're going to see. We're going to have a few reasons why they're hanging down.
None of them goes below this Netzach de Arich. That's what you mean, yeah? They're all. If you got Atik, in Achinami, Arich goes a bit down, but Za and they're all at the same level of the. That's what you mean?
Yeah. Well, it's not 100%.
Yeah.
100%. We'll see. We're getting there. Let's just work with one pass at a time. Now. Okay, so that's we need to point out. Let's see that paragraph again. V'sheva tachton ad Arich malbishim le'nai de Atik yomi ba'ofen zeh. So we saw this Netzach, split into three parts now. Now, Shnei Pchokim Rishonim Mitlavishim B'toch Chesed V'Netzach De'Arir.
Chesed is Chesed Netzach.
Yeah, Chesed Netzach.
No, that's very special. This Netzach is cut into three Chalokim. Netzach De'Afik, yeah?
Yeah, so let's see the picture again. See, look on this side of here. So you have Netzach. Netzach, Netzach. Remember, the black is Atik. So Netzach is split into three parts. Perek Elyon, Perek Mtsoy, Perek Tachton. Now, Arich, which is Malbish in red, his Chesed will be on top of the Netzach Elyon. And then you have the Perek over here, Perek Mtsoy. So the Netzach of Arich will be Malbish, the Netzach, Perek Mtsoy. Same thing on the other side as well, on the Hod. Okay. The only where Arich will stop is over here, right? But so But the last part of Netzach has no alboshim.
The last part of
Netzach and Hod. If you stop looking at your notes and look at my notes,
that's
where it goes into play. That's right. That's where it goes into play. Okay, that's what he says over here. Chesed v'netzach the arir. We're going to be on the two chalakim, the two highest chalakim of netzach. V'chen shnei pchakim rishonim the hod the adik midlabish mitoch gvua hod the arir. Gvua and hod. So yeah, gvua and hod is gvua and hod, which is malbish the two higher pchakim, and nothing is malbish on the hod. Nisha perek achron the netzach. V'perek achron the hod. Megulin bilti zidlapshut. Ve'elu nishan lematu bebriya tachat atzilut. Now, what's the reason why? Why did they go in? Kedei lahayir ba'olam ha'briya. In order to lighten up the world of briya. Now, what's in the world of briya? The zayim malachim. The zayim malachim shemesu, they need kiyum. We know that the Rafach all went down to give them cue.
He doesn't know. I know, but he doesn't.
Rafach, we spoke about the Rafach.
I know that.
Yeah, of course. We the Kalim broke. The Kalim, the Zayin, the Esser spheres, the Zayin spheres, which represent Zah and Nok, broke, and they went into the world of Bri Yetziyasir. Now, went down with them is a little part of the ore, which is called the Rafach, which is 288. Nitzutzos, holy sparks went down into Bria to keep them alive. Now, as what we're seeing, that the Netzach and Hod the Arich also dipped into Bria to keep them alive as well.
The Atik.
Arich. Sorry, you're right. Atik. I'm sorry. Slicha. That's right. Arich stopped the Alboshe by the Perek and Soi of Netzach and Hod, and Arich's two legs went down. Down into Bria, correct. And Chanami.
Ah, you learned this way.
Yeah.
I thought the chat was that the third Shlish of Netzach and Od the Attic was Meir Kretaway to into Bria.
Bria, that's what I said. I said that Perek, Tachton,
of Netzach.
Yeah, of Attic. This is the black part is Attic.
It goes into Bria. Even
Bria. That's what I said. Now, the Kerem Shlom and Ois Aleph is Masbir like that the world of Bria is considered to be Keneged the Shem Ben. But before that, maybe we'll read the next paragraph for in order to make it more thing. Okay, Now you could have a cash over here. You can ask me that at the end of the day in Shabu Udim that we did together, we saw that there was a tikkun, right? We saw that all the oilers went up into Atzilus from the bottom of Atzilus. They went up to Atzilus, and all the shivra kelim actually all came back up into Atzilus.